Sif Aleph. So the Sif deals with Seder. Hatzad Sipur Jeror, the Migdal, Shehunitzud by. So the definition, the definition of the Malacha of Seder is that you take a animal which is not in a state of being domesticated, which is being held already, an animal which is not, and you take it, put it into a situation of confinement. So, the first example is a tzipor dror, which is a bird
which is not being held on.
So you take the tzipor dror, which is it's not been captured yet. It's dror. It's free. And you put it into a place that you put into confinement. So the next step of the definition is it has to be that you've confined it to the point that you have it. If even after I confine it, I'm still going to need multiple steps to take advantage of it. I didn't finish the process of confining it. That's not called Seder yet. So I put it into a migdal, into a box. Shunitzubah, that's enough that the bird is considered that it's been captured inside of it. Or Vishartzi Parim, other types of birds which are not as, don't fly as intensely. It's not such a wild bird. So that for that bird, putting it into the bias would be enough that you've caught it. The bias, or a tzvi la bias, or your person would put a tzvi, a deer, into a building, a bias. Bias means a room, by the way. Or the beaver, shehu nitzadim bay. So a beaver is a, not the word I'm looking for. Like a small garden area, which is has fences around it. And you would bring the tzvi into the beaver, so it's nitzud boy. That's your chayiv. We made a nitzud boy potter b'loser. Now he doesn't define for us what defines it's considered nitzud. What is the final definition of it? Okay, so the Mishabura. So what did you do? Hatzad, Sifkat Na'alav. Hainu Shaposach Shar HaMigdol. So you opened up the door which goes into this box, the cage. Vasatachbulus, Achadichas Atzipur Lusoche. You shoot it in, you found some way to convince the bird to get inside. You chased it in, you shoot it in. Etc. Besagra lover, you closed it. Philot Fosso Daim Biyodo, even though he has not touched it with his hand. Still Chayiv. So that's the Chiddush in the Malacha of Tzad, that I didn't really do it, I sort of caused it. So that's the Chiddush in the Malacha. In many Malachas, causing something is not going to be Chayiv, or Groma is not going to be Chayiv. I didn't actually do anything to the bird. I didn't grab it with my hands. So then I've caught the bird. I have a trap which catches it, and I set the trap, and I close the trap on the bird. Fine. Over here, I shoot it inside the door, and I shut the door. It's also called the Malacha of Tzedah. That's the Chiddush of the Malacha of Tzedah. That's also considered your action.
What's the point of saying a diet?
Well, eventually you're going to want to take hold of the purpose of doing that because you want to get the bird to eat it. So eventually you're going to put it into your hands. You're saying, even though you did not reach the state of putting it into your hands, that's considered already the Malach of Seder.
Well, hold on. We're talking about on Shabbos, right? Why would, I mean,
right, yeah.
What good is trapping it? He can't shecht it on Shabbos. Why would he trap it on Shabbos? I mean,
His motivation is really irrelevant to me, why he wants to do it.
Malacha.
All right.
I want to know why do people make threads on Shabbos? There's a malacha making a thread out of fibers. You can't sew on Shabbos. But there's a malacha making the fibers and a malacha of sewing. It's two steps. Each one is a separate malacha. I'm not going to involve and figure out why he wants to do it. I don't care why he wants to do it. But this is one of the malachas you can't do on Shabbos. If he wants to mechal Shabbos if he plans to mechal Shabbos by capturing it, and then by shechting and then by cooking it, so he'll burn again three times. I don't care. Like, why is it important to me why he wants to do it? I don't know. Like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I feel that tvasa daim b'yodo chayim. See, he's not actually taken hold of it. That's the chiddush of seder. That normally, I could have thought that when I take hold of it, that's called I've gotten it, or I could have thought that is considered my ma'isa. The chiddush is even without your ma'isa. Ki b'skara b'migdol nigmarat seder. That's considered once you close the door on it. That's the seder is completed. But bringing this type of tzipor, which flies very fast and quickly, and it's able to easily get away from a person, putting it just into a room. Again, the word bias means a room. It doesn't mean a house.
Why do you use the term bias if it's...
Let me finish this. I feel a bias cotton, even though it's a small area. And the windows are shut, so it can't fly out the windows. And I don't need to, that's not consoled nitzin. This type of bird does not easily take to being captivity. But Dharma Bayas Kibasada is able to get away from you even inside the bayas, just like it could get away from you in the sada.
Shatibo,
its nature? Yeah. Shanishma, it quickly runs from one corner to the next, or flies from one corner to the next. Venichel Matofsoi, Enonikrit Seda, Mirarisa. It's not called Seda Mirarisa, but the reason you use the word bias, because the more you use the word bias, because in general their bias is one room. So the word bias and the room were interchangeable.
Yeah, but you could, if they really meant room, they could have simply used the word cheder, no? Why did he not use the word bias if he could use the... If he meant cheder, why use the word bias?
Is it possible he wanted to distinguish it was like Oleshut Plati from, like, say, a Carmelite or Oleshut Halabim, maybe?
No, that's... No. The same way that Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Brachos talks about bias in regards to the issues of
You don't think it's that it's bias indicates a larger area with maybe multiple rooms, and therefore the animal could fly from one room to the next and get away from them that way?
No, I don't think so. I said it very simply because I know Pshat and Gemara. You're entitled to your opinion.
I'm asking. I'm not telling. I'm asking a question.
I'm saying the word bias. The use of the word bias over here means a room. That's what it means. End the conversation. The Migdol, Shalates. When Nasa Kaklub Gadol becomes like a large cage, whoever Mikri Karpifus Hamukofim Legadam Sham. So you would take a karpif, grappling with the English word over here, like a backyard type of a thing, which you would then enclose it with, and you would then raise something there. That's called a Baver. Other types of birds which don't have that same type of agility, or a tzvi, which is a larger type of an animal. Now, the tzadim we thought of, there's a difference between the two of them, between the tzipur and the tzvi. The tziporim, mechem yishar oifis, by birds, eno chayiv atshiyiyah, habever, abayis, makar, it has to have a roof. And the windows have to be shut. Shiyachol yivroach derech shem, because otherwise it would be able to fly away through that. Whereas the tzvi, it says, you're putting it into a baver, I don't need it, there should be a roof on top of this backyard. It should be a net over the top, because it's not going to jump out, as long as the fence is high enough. Even if the window is open, if it's not large enough for it to go through, it is not going to be chayv. Now, it's going to be chayv. Thank you. Shein Nitzorim. So, correct. Shein Nitzorim, it says it has to be large enough that it is considered captured there. Lafuke, im habayis habever gadol, if it's large enough, shein yochalim latofsa b'shchia achas, you cannot grab it in one shchia. Now, what does one shchia mean? That's the lashon of the Gemara. But what the one shchia means, haino beritza achas, one lunge. Whereas even if it's moving around a little bit, but if I wake one lunge to grab it, I'd be able to capture it. That's still considered caught already. But if I need to do more than that, to catch it. Now, this lashon is a lashon.
That would seem to contradict what you just said, though, because you said that once you capture, once you close the door, it's in the bias, as you say, it's captured, and yet clearly with the bird flying around, I doubt seriously you're going to catch it on the first lunge.
Okay, so now, so there's a plug over here in this definition. So the lashon over here of the Mishnah Berurah is quoting is means even if you have to run around a little bit, but you're going to get it in my first set of running. I don't have to take a break before I capture it. That's good enough. That's how the Rambam learns, and Rashi learns you need it. It should be in one lunge. Okay. So then, even though it has a roof on top of it, if it's you're going to need more than that, that's not called Seda. Which means, if you put it there before Shabbos into that state, and then on which is not considered totally captured, then on Shabbos you would actually take hold of it, you'd be a chai for doing Seda on Shabbos, because you didn't complete the Seda before Shabbos. Good. A person will take fish out of the lake, sea, ocean, whatever it might be. Even if he puts it into a container of waters, it's still swimming around. But since it's in the container, it's chayev. Okay. Avi makaroi, if he took it out of the large place where it was, ivrichoi the soich breches mayim. Lahavitzeda, he puts inside of a pond, something which he has inside of his rishus, but so that's not considered tzeda. Shagam shom nishmat lecherem listokin. So this brecha was large enough that the fish, if I try to grab the fish again, it could swim away and hide in the cracks and crevices. So that's not considered nitzud yet. If you put it into a container of water, that's already considered. It's been caught. I come with Mishnah Berurah. So cut them again. Tzor ari and a chayv asheich. They settle the keeper shaloi shun neser. So a person brings an ari inside of the bias. That's not considered captured till you put it into its cage, which will be able to hold it. Because you sort of get the idea. Yeah. I don't think you'd want to. Say, well, I caught the Ari, it's in the house. You know, the Ari might have caught you if it's just in the house. Okay. Potter Veloser. So if it's not nitzud by, if it's not, in other words, you haven't accomplished, then it's only durabon. I'll call a sifkoi. And all the different scenarios which we've given, okay, in Sipra Dror, Shadichlis the Ba'yis, Derech HaPesach HaChalot. Okay, so now, so Halacha L'maisa, he said like this, I have a situation where a bird flies into my house. So this bird is not considered caught inside of my house. My house is quite large. I will not be able to get it B'shkiyah Achaz, and the bird can fly around. So it's not, even if I shut my door, or I shut the window, right, so it's not going to be Seder Deraisa, but it's going to be Asur Mirabbanan. So if a tzipor flies into my house through the door or through the window, even though Abishay Eno Nitzud Shom, Mikol Malkam Asur Lizkar HaPesav HaChaloy, it's going to be Asur to shut the window or the door. So now, what about in the middle of the winter? So it's freezing cold outside, so I can't shut the door. What am I supposed to do? So the Mishnah Berurah, Bizman HaKor Sheyesh Tzar Tzino. In the time in the winter, but it's very cold, and therefore keeping the door open is going to be quite uncomfortable. Tsar. Oh, tsar achar, or there's going to be some other type of tsar by keeping the door open. The mutter linol im ein kavanoso rak lihinotzim in akor v'ena roitzim klal b'tzedes ha-tzipur. If your goal is not to catch the bird, your goal is just to shut the door because you're cold. So you have no kavana for the purpose of capturing the bird. That's not your kavana. So it's even though, yes, the bird will be caught mirabanan, it's not in the raisa, because it's not enough that you've totally taken captivity. So it's mutter because it's not your kavana. Kim in the ain boy say the deraisa. Avagav la habib sikresha bir rabbana. So the Chayyim says over here that a psikresha the rabbanon is mutter b'makom tsar. So this is a very important mishabura. This is one of the places where the mishabura directly discusses the din of psikresha the rabbanon. He says psikresha the rabbanon is mutter b'makom tsar. That's the Chayyim. Okay, but if you're talking about a larger animal, which if that would come inside the house, you're dealing with a question of a tzeda deraisa. Also, even though it's not your intent at all, but the reality is that you are going to be capturing it, so therefore it's going to be usur psikresha, even though it's not your intent. But since it's psikresha, it's going to be usur under the rice. Okay.
What to close the door to your house after it's come into your hands?
Okay, now there. This chayodim. Okay, this chayodim. There's some who suggest a pshat in the chayodim. So it's an interesting question, and the applications of it are far-reaching. There are certain actions which are intrinsically are ma'aseh malacha, right? A person shechs, he's doing a malacha. That's seda is a very. There are forms of seda where a person is actually grabbing the item, so he's doing a malacha. Over here, he's shutting a door. Right. The question is, we need to discuss what is this action? Is this an action of seda or not? So some suggest that the Chayyim's logic that he's being matter is only because when I say that your intent is not for the purpose of capturing it, then you're not doing seda. It's not, it's also in Rabbanon. But the point of the heter is not that any secretion of the Rabbanon is mutter, but simply this action which I can construe it, that what I'm doing is an act of shutting a door. It's not an act of seda intrinsically. When I do it for the purpose of capturing, it becomes an act of seda. When I don't do it for the act of seda, it's not an act of seda. It's an act of shutting a door for the purpose of keeping my house warm. So over here, the kavano is going to be determinative in what is the definition of the action. Over there, the chayodim was matir, this, but to apply it to all other secretion of the rabbanons and say anytime secretion of the rabbanon, makom tsar is mutter, that's not necessarily true.
What's the counter example? Because typically, psikreshes, you're not doing the act that the malacha is. If I'm schlepping a bench, I'm not doing harisha.
That's correct.
So is there an example where it's closer to doing the actual act?
Well, see, the problem over here is, over there, the way we... Okay, let me explain the chiddush over here. In that scenario, what the person is coming for the act, his goal is to move the bench from point A to point B, the chair from point A to point B. Out of that's going to come a secondary action that's going to scratch the ground to make a charish. Right, the malach of charish, right? So we have a problem. So there, it's distinct, the two actions. Over here, there's no distinct two actions. There's one action, shutting a door. So I'm saying, okay, so how is that a psikresha? We should call this malacha shel psikha
l'gufa. Well, that's always the case by psikresha, though. When I shut the thing, it's the classic question, right?
And the answer is, because most scenarios, it's two different actions. It's not malacha shel psikha l'gufa, I'm doing the act that I'm doing it, but not for that purpose. Mm-hmm. So saying, okay, right now, I'm going to make a charitz, just not for the purpose of charitz. It's move the chair. That's what I'm not. I'm not going to make a charitz. That's not my goal. I have no intent for a charitz b'chlal. Malacha shel l'gufa means I have intent to do the action, but not for the purpose of the malacha. But I have intent to do the action. I have no intent to make a charitz at all over here. So it's a double shenim is coming, but it's psikresha. But over here, there's only one action. The only one action is shutting the door. The whole malacha is shutting the door. So I'm being mechadish that flip it around and say, no. That itself is the chiddush, that shutting a door is a malacha. You know, in certain sense, this case is worse. In certain sense, this case is better. So when the poskim grapple with the following question, okay, so I'm walking down the street and I'm walking and I'm turning on lights as I'm walking down the street. So
because of sensors? Or
because something? Of sensors, right? So the poskim approach it with, I'm not turning on lights, I'm walking. There's as opposed to the case of the charitz, where at the end of the day, when it's a psikration, it's called I'm doing it. Over here, even though it's not going to happen, the person which address it, say the way they approach it is saying, you cannot say that what the person is doing is turning on lights, right? He says, okay, I'm walking down the street because right now I want to go turn on lights. Let's walk down the street to turn on lights. I'm walking down the street. You're a mishugana who made the thing go on because of me. So I can separate the action that I'm doing with from the result. The result is not considered part of my maisa. Whereas when it's a psik reisha that I'm going to make the charitz, we say at the end of the day I'm the one who's physically pulling this thing across the ground. That's called I'm making the charitz. Over here, the act of till we get to a state in society that all lights get turned on by people walking by with sensors, and that's the way you turn on lights, that doesn't become the definition of the malach of turning on lights. I'm doing a maisa called halicha, which is not a maisa turning on lights, and it happens to be that there's lights getting turned on. So it's not called my maisa. So that's where you apply this concept of this chayotim lekula by using such a concept. It's rooted betzim in a Rashba. By case of Seder. In this case of Seder, the Rashba, they're shutting the door with your kavana is not l'shem.
Good evening, doctor.
Not l'shem. He's the Rashba is not even a deraisa level. The Chayyarim is only on a derabana level going to make on it.
And
the Malkam Sar. The right. Okay. Fine.
Is the fact
yes.
that in, with regard to turning on lights as you, let's say, walk down the street, the impression I have is that some of these sensors are light sensitive in the sense that during the daytime you're walking by will not turn the light on, but at nighttime it will.
Right.
Does that have any bearing on it?
If you hold its mutter, it's mutter. It doesn't make a difference.
If you hold its mutter, what? I mean, you're saying there's no uniformity of opinion on this issue?
I'm saying that it's not so simple. That's what I'm saying.
What do you hold?
You got to do that privately.
I can't ask him what he holds.
No, you can ask what he holds. I believe that it's mutter.
May I ask why?
You may ask why, but it's a little complicated in the sugya why. So oh. I don't get involved in it right now.
Oh, yeah, but,
Okay. Sif Beis Hatzod Tzvi Yoshen. So I capture the Tzvi, which is already sleeping. So I could argue, we have this concept of it's already caught, so there's no dinner seder. When it's sleeping, it's not running away. On the other hand, any moment it could wake up and run away, so it's not really caught. So therefore, if a person would be Tzod Tzvi, which is Yoshen, is going to be Chai, or a Tzvi, which is a Suma.
Good evening.
Therefore, even though it's a summa, you'd have the nature of it. It still is able to run away, etc. So it's not considered caught until I would do my tzeda. So I'm doing tzeda, I'd be chai. However, chiger, if the tzvi is lame and it's not able to run, or chayla izaken, or it has an illness which doesn't allow it to run away, or it's elderly to the point that it can't run away. So Potter, it's not really capturing it because it's already caught. It's not really able to get away. Okay, Hagor. Hamishasa kelev acher chaya b'shabbos havi tzeda. If a person would do tzeda by using a dog, by sending a dog to capture the animal, that's also considered tzeda. Now, is that a tzeda de Reiser or a tzeda de Rabbanon? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Getting involved in hunting is considered moshav leitzim. Okay.
Hunting is moshav leitzim?
Yeah.
Is a scoffers? They're
you know, we'll get to that.
Where did you say you are? I didn't hear it.
We're in Sif Beis, Shinta Zayin Sif Beis. Mr. Bruce, we cut in love. Atzad Tzvi, Hudin Sharminim, so it's Lav Dafka Tzvi, it would be any type of thing we say Yashin or any time, most things. The fact that it's sleeping is not going to change its status, the fact that it's a Summa is not going to change its status. The Hani Darkan Lishamik Kishamar Gishim Yad Adam, when they see the person coming, when they perceive that the person coming near, even when it's sleeping, it many times will wake up and run away. It's not considered caught yet. Okay, you should see it. So if you do if you are successfully able to capture it, havit seder mamish, that's called seder. Mashenken b'chiger v'dichwasei shenir chol misham. But if the animal is lame or elderly or sick, even if it realizes that you're coming, it can't get away from you. So you didn't really do anything by capturing it. It's already caught. Even though it's able to walk a little bit, but going back to our definition of nitzud, is considered that you can get it in one shchia. So there's going to be some effort involved to get it, but not a large amount. That's already basically it's already on your property. You've got it already. Yeah. So that's not called seder when you do that on Shabbos. Zaken who didn't cotton or if it's very young. The definition of a cotton is it's not able to run away. So what's it?
It's not called seder when you do a hunch.
When you physically take possession of it because it's really caught already. So that case is potter, avoloser. So the case of the chigur, the churla, the zaken is potter. It's not mutter, it's just potter. Okay, and kishamoitza lafamim are nevis churla munachas ala derech. If a person would see this, let's trailer Nevis as a rabbit. If you have a sick rabbit that's lying there, they can't move. So it's not you're not really capturing it when you catch anything. Also, you can't take possession of it. First of all, it's muksa. But that's the rabbanon. But we're saying, besides that, we have an issur of seder, either mirabanan, or possibly even miraraisa. Okay. But then we said that if a person he sicks the dog on this animal and captures the animal using the dog, so it's considered seder. Haino, imli also about some maisa klal. So if all he does is he sends the dog, and the dog does it, that's only tzeder mirabonon. However, if he's involved in capturing it as well, so the dog is running the animal down to the point that the animal gets tired. And then, he's also running after it. So he and the dog were working together to wear the animal down. So the dog goes this way, he goes that way, the animal runs away from the dog towards him, the animal gets scared, runs back to the dog. So he's involved in the process as well. So then, even though he's using the dog also, have you said a gemurah? So he basically, let's say, blocks a certain exit. The dog is running, and every time it comes near him, it gets scared and runs back towards the dog, and then eventually the dog captures it. So he didn't do anything, really. He just stood there. So the loch is, the Rambam says that he's chayiv. It's told of Seder and he's chayiv. That's not Seder the Rice. It's Seder the Rice, you're doing something. I'm not doing anything. So now the question is, how can it be Seder the Rice? I didn't do anything. So Mishabura adds these three words, Shekein Derech HaTzayodim. So take a look at the Shartzin and Yud Gimel. Herself these words, so I added these words that Shekhen Derech said, because this is how hunters work. I added these words. Dilav Hochi, Tikshi al Rambam, because you need to explain. Loma Mechayev, Ba'oma, the Befana Bevila, how can he be Chayev just by standing there? Lu Yehi, Shehoya Adam Soida Hatzvi. Okay, let's say that today's situation would be that it's not an animal chasing after the tzvi, it's another person. But who Yevila? This person is just standing to scare it. So Reuven's running after the tzvi, and Shimon is standing there saying boo every time he gets near him. So it doesn't stay there. V'vada l'hoya m'chaya m'shum seida, v'vur sh'omad v'hiviloi l'tzvi, v'en rak m'siyeh l'tzeh l'shomeroi. Reuven's doing the thing, and Shimon's just saying boo. So Shimon's not chayev, Reuven's chayev. Regarding Zen and Yochel, the Shema is Etzema Malacha. Masha'in Hachel, the who rak grama l'zeh. L'chor, he's a grama. He's just facilitating, he's creating a situation where somebody else will be able to do tzeda. He's not actively involved in the tzeda. So if that's true when a person, it's two people, that's not called his mice at all. So why when it's a dog is it called his mice? Philip Aroidev Efshar the Potter. And even if he would do some running, I'm not sure that he's going to be chai. With what I'm explaining, it's a little bit understandable. Okay, so what's this Gemara in Baba Kama? So it's interesting Gemara. The Gemara says like this, that normally the rule is the more that if a person in Hilchos Nezikin, if a person is being Zorev, he's winnowing, so he's using the wind to winnow, right? And the wind takes some of the chaff and blows it into something of his neighbors and that damages it. So Reuven's winnowing, Reuven's taking his combination of the kernels and the chaff, and the wind blows the chaff onto Shimon's property and damages something in Shimon's property. Reuven's not chayev. It's not considered as maisa. It's a groma. The wind did it, he didn't do it. Morris says, okay, understand, on Shabbos Yechayev, the act of using the wind to separate the chaff and the kernels is chayev. That's the malach of Zorah. So Morris says, Shani by Shabbos, because malach of Moshev is asatar. So now, normally, malach of Moshev is creates a kula. You're not chayev, malach of Moshev is malach of Moshev is. Makalko, it's not malach of Moshev is. Right, it's with a shinoi. That's not malachas machshavas, but over here the more he's using the term malachas machshavas l'chumra, even though by nezikin he's potter, but by Shabbos he's chay. So what's the chiddush? What's the point? That the chiddush of malachas machshavas is telling me that if I use a koyach which exists in the bria to do an action for me, and that was my intent. And that's a normal way of doing it. That's also called my maisa. Because otherwise, if you don't say that, I mean, we're going to have some problems, right? So I want to know if a person, let's change this here from Shabbos for a second. A person goes up at the top of a roof, and he carries a very large item with him, and he drops it, he sees Shimon beneath. He drops the item down on Shimon, and Shimon gets killed. So is he Reuven or Reseya? He says, no, it was gravity, it wasn't me. I just let go of it. That was Groma, Balma. The gravity did it.
If he did it, because the calculation that it would hit Shimon, I would think that he would absolutely be a murderer.
I understand, but you have to explain why. What's the logic behind that? How do we understand that? The answer is using koyaches, which are established in the Bria, and this is the normal way how people use that koyach, that's also called your mice. So mice are not limited to things which you do yourself, right? Using koyaches, which exists in the normal fashion, is called your mice.
But that takes it beyond Melech's Machshavis, though.
So within Shabbos, you have its applications.
By the way, are we stopping for Mincha?
What time is it?
It's quarter after.
Mincha's 8:20.
Oh, it's 8:20? Oh, all right.
So the where you apply the Gabi Shabbos, where you apply the Gabi Nezikin, where you apply the Gabi Ritzicha, where you apply the Gabi other areas, all has to be worked out. But the concept exists. That's what the Chofetz Chaim adds, Shekein Darach HaTzayodim. So using the dog, which is part of, if this became a normal way how you do the act of Seder, is using the dog as part of the process. So therefore, I'm chayer for what the dog did. It's not a grumble. I didn't do it. I just sicked the dog, and the dog did it. So why should I be chayer? So you're right. If I would train my dog to do bishul, to turn on the fires for me, and I say, Fido, go, and he turns on the fire, I'm not chayev. It's like Rav Baum, because that's not derech mevashlim, that they use dogs to turn on their fires and cook things.
Placing a net for...
We'll get to nets.
Yeah.
We'll get to nets. Right? Nets are not so simple. So, but part of the chiddush of the Malach of Tzeda is, again, the same thing. Many cases of Seder are not direct, they're indirect, and we're going to be Mechai of you, even though that's so. So within the world of Seder, we are comfortable saying we can take this concept and take it a step further. Shekein Derech HaSeyarim, that's Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's look at the last one over here. Shekein, Moshe Leitzin. Venezuel Simchas Lib Yosef, right from Begonim Masha Kosabazet. So the Dakimosha says that if you get involved in hunting for the purpose of just a sport, so that's that, it's just for entertainment, so that is the not the way you're supposed to interface with animals in the world. As Rosh Hashanah says, there's going to be a simchas libyosin in the future. They're going to take possession of an animal and give it out to all the tzaddikim. You're not going to get a portion because you're into capturing animals for other purposes, other than valid purposes. Okay. Very good. That's all right.